Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're at Fish Fry Friday. We're in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's also the Kiesel Banquet Center. The crowd has been huge for the last 3 hours. We have a couple more segments to go. Audio cut of the day, and then we're back on Monday. We have a four-day. I have a four-day work next week. We'll be off on Friday. I'll be off, and the team will be with Mike Elam, I think, in the studio. Brad Young is here, 97.1 FM Talk. Legal analyst with Harris, Dowell, Fisher, and Young. You're not called in for next Friday, are you, for that? I think it's Elam.
Yeah,
it's Elam.
It is. I was double booked.
Well, that happens. You do have a regular job, right?
I do.
He was telling me you were sitting at the Parkway West table over
here. I was.
Which is kind of like, that's my table.
Yeah.
Who's over there? Your kids went to Parkway West.
All three of my daughters went there.
Are they here?
Two of them are.
Okay.
And two of the three of my daughters went to Mizzou. My wife's a journalism grad from Mizzou. So we had Mizzou and Parkway West all represented here at the table.
Look at that. It's a Mark Reardon.
I can't remember your education. Did you go to Mizzou also?
No, I did not. No, I went to St. Louis U for law school.
Okay.
So did I.
What about undergrad? Where did you go undergrad?
Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Basically at SIU Carbondale, where I spent about 8 years there during one four-year stretch.
Wow.
Were you there with Melissa McCarthy?
I was. And Halloween in Carbondale is truly legendary.
You know, I've interviewed her several times, and her husband, I can't remember his name, but they have fond memories of their time in Carbondale. They love. They used to come to St. Louis a lot too.
And Bob Odenkirk was also there.
Oh, that's right. I did know that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the indictment that may never happen. What's your take right now with what's going on in Alvin Bragg's office? And I've even seen coverage, Brad. Look, I look at all the legacy media, the left wing and right wing, and there's a lot of people out there, even in the LA Times and other places, saying, hey, maybe this isn't a really good idea to indict over a charge like this. But where are we? It's a little hard to figure out what's going on because these things, in theory, are all secret with the grand jury, right?
Well, there's the legal side and then there's the political side. And on the legal side, what we've seen is that the grand jury keeps getting postponed. They keep bringing in more witnesses now, and the decision keeps being postponed. And that, generally speaking, indicates that the grand jury can't make up its mind. That's why more witnesses have to come in. So that's it from the legal side. But from the political side,
what about the we can indict a ham sandwich thing? I mean, that's so easy.
You can indict a ham sandwich. But when you look at this situation, the ham sandwich has to have done something. And in this instance, the ham sandwich really hasn't done anything that violates the law. Is it kind of underhanded or torrid to settle with a porn star? Yes, it is, but it's not illegal.
Her name is Horseface Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't forget that. That's what the president says.
Exactly.
Dude, you're the one who... I don't even know what to say.
I said it.
You get involved with her and then call her Horseface. What does that say about you?
Okay, my phrase was... You banged her,
right?
But he says he.
You didn't notice the horse face.
I'm just saying.
Apparently, the face wasn't what he was looking at.
Apparently,
so
not.
That's the legal interpretation. There you go, Brad. I like that.
But in this instance, though, the reason why so many Democrats are getting nervous about this is because Alvin Bragg has really staked an enormous amount of cred on this prosecution.
Thank you.
And if this prosecution doesn't happen, if either the indictment doesn't come out or Trump beats it for whatever reason, if you stake all of this on a questionable legal theory and it fails, from a Democrat perspective, aren't you just feeding in and confirming Trump's story, which is it's a witch hunt?
And you are completely. And by the way,
moving this is not what a lot of Democrats want. This is... Right. This just, like, puts, you know, fuel on the fire.
And you know what it reminds me of? But of course, we know Alvin Bragg is of the George Soros group of funded prosecutors. And when you look at Kim Gardner, she expended an enormous amount of capital going after Eric Schmidt at the... Eric Greitens, my apologies. Eric Greitens, at the expense of prosecuting actual crime. And we have the exact same situation going
on
in
New
York.
Well, except he was going to be impeached. His own Republicans were bringing him down. Kim Gardner didn't bring him down.
The
Republicans.
She didn't even need to get involved. But going after him politically was more important than tackling crime generally.
Well, don't give Kim Gardner any ideas. She'll indict Trump, and then we really won't get any prosecutions.
But we see the exact same pattern. I mean, the crime is rampant in New York City right now, and instead of focusing on cracking down on real crime, we're going after this phantom legal theory to try to get Trump when there's a questionable legal basis at best.
By the way, on the Kim Gardner front, I wasn't going to revisit this. We spent a lot of time talking about her. But, Jane, I have not read this yet, the latest legal document from
brutal.
Andrew Bailey.
Brad,
it is.
Did you read it?
I read the entire thing.
So did I.
It's brutal. And here's the way it's brutal. As Jane knows because she read through it, I think one of the most damning pieces of evidence in this response from Andrew Bailey is that he chronicles and provides evidence of 12,000 cases.
Not
12,000 cases that were dismissed either by their office because of negligence, because of legal malpractice, or because they weren't prepared, or because the judges had to dismiss them because the prosecution wasn't prepared to move forward. 12,000 since 2017.
Brad.
And so when you look at that.
No, if you read this thing, it will make your hair curl.
And by the way.
It's so broken, you can't even begin. You have to start over.
And Andrew Bailey's response is 127 pages long.
Yeah.
Let me put that in perspective. The book, The Old Man and the Sea, is 127 pages. So it's a novel in terms of its length.
Number paragraphs. And it's all organized
But we sit here, and you and I had these conversations a year ago about what the Supreme Court might do. We had full faith and confidence that there was enough evidence to have the Supreme Court at least step in on a temporary basis and say, you don't have your law license, and it didn't happen. So this is still a complicated legal process that the Attorney General is using. There are no guarantees.
That's why we're passing the bill.
And she's got high-powered attorneys coming in from D.C. on this, too.
She does.
The guy who represented Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Ronald Sullivan.
Yeah, he
I think
is
in on it. But the question that I have.
And who's paying for it?
Is exactly. Yeah, who's paying for this?
Who is paying for it?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
The reporters are trying to chase it. The contracts don't go through the city councilor's office. They go through Darlene Green's office. And we don't know who's being paid what. We don't know who's been paying for all of the lawyers she's been hiring.
Can she, legally, though, let me just ask a couple questions, and I don't know. She can take money from a campaign fund to use for attorneys or not?
Well, she can.
Really?
She can take money from a campaign fund because from her perspective, it's furthering her ability to get reelected. So, yes, she can take money from a campaign fund.
She doesn't have any, though.
But
right
but
now, unless
I guess
Soros gives her some
Soros
money.
Is going to write another check, perhaps.
Jeez.
But to me, the other thing that Andrew Bailey does, I've struggled, Mark, up to this point as to understanding why Kim Gardner refuses to prosecute crime. And I've always guessed and I kind of knew, but one thing that Andrew Bailey revealed is that she received in-house training by the Vera Institute. The Vera Institute is a legal information training company that's wholly funded by George Soros.
Oh, great.
And the point of the Vera Institute is to not prosecute people who commit crimes.
And even its founder has come out and said, we've gone too far.
Yeah. And that's that. And that explains, so that gives you the why.
Right. Well, that's what happened right away. I mean, he went in and said, this is how you're going to redo everything. She didn't come up with this stuff on her own.
Not on her own. Not at all.
And so, the Vera guy came out and said, I think we've gone too far. But what's happened now is you've completely transformed the circuit attorney's office in St. Louis, and it's all going to have to be redone. It's all going to have to be.
So when you put this together, you see, number one, she's trained to not prosecute crime in order to rectify the racial imbalance in the court system. Number two, we've got 12,000 cases that were dismissed since 2017. And you put that together, and you see that it's not negligence. It's a plan of action. That her failure to prosecute isn't just, we're overwhelmed.
Equalizing
it's by design.
Equalizing the number of minority people in the criminal justice system solely for that goal alone.
Okay, but can I ask a question that's going to seem like I'm just trying to crack a joke here, but I'm with a couple of lawyers. Can she use that as her defense? Say, hey, it wasn't negligence. This was all on purpose. I'm being serious.
Oh, that would almost be worse because actually,
willful is in the statute.
Yeah, her defense has been, I'm inadequate.
Well, or her staff is inadequate.
Correct.
She literally blamed
her
staff.
Yeah.
for all of this.
She did. She threw her staff under the bus. That's a real leader that throws their staff
under
the bus.
Who would want to get in? She's lost people, but how do you replace people in that office? We're talking about cops and stuff. Right.
So you don't.
You don't. That's why they have like,
firestorm,
there were 60 and now there's like 20 or 25.
Right. This is exactly why this is why the mayor needs to be more forceful. We got an aldermanic board president, Megan Green, that doesn't care about this stuff. But why isn't there more pressure on Kim to do the right thing? We had the news conference. We had Tishar that came out and said one thing about this, and now there's been nothing. You know, now it's the legal proceedings.
Well,
why
they figured
there be
they
more
figured
pressure?
Out. But they figured out that she's not going.
Right.
That I mean, they stuck their neck out and said she kind of needs to go. I mean, not in those words, but.
She's lost the trust of the people.
That's pretty bad.
Yes, that's very bad.
And so, but what did Kim do? She held a rally with her 13 supporters and her protesters.
And doubled down.
She isn't leaving voluntarily. They're going to have to remove her.
All right, I want to visit with Brad on one more case here before we get to our final segment. I read about this in the Wall Street Journal, way above my head, this Jack Daniel's trademark case. But it's interesting, so explain what's going on here.
I love this case. A company comes out with a chew toy, and it's shaped just like a bottle of Jack Daniel's.
Right.
But instead of it being called Jack Daniel's, it's called Bad Spaniels.
That's right.
And instead of saying the old number 7 on Jack Daniel's, it says the old number 2 on the carpet. And so Jack Daniel's didn't think it was funny. I think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Funny.
So there's been various cases at the lower levels going back and forth. But to me, oral argument was this week at the Supreme Court. And Justice Kagan had the best line.
All the way to the Supreme, right?
It's at the Supreme,
it's real
right?
money.
But Justice Kagan had the best line. She said, and I'm almost quoting here from memory, but she said, "I don't have a great sense of humor, but I don't even understand how this could possibly be funny." That's what Justice Kagan said. And so I was just imagining all of these black-robed judges steeped in tradition, in honor, there's granite and wood and stone, and the voice of Moses is carved into the granite, and they're arguing about a chew toy and whether people are going to get confused with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
But number 2 on the carpet is funny.
It's hilarious. Yes.
I don't. This seems so ridiculous. Aren't there similarities though to this? Do you remember
the case? But it must be a lot of money.
I just looked this up. Well, I guess. But remember, this was. Oh my God, this was 13 years ago. You remember the South Butt?
Yes.
The kid from Ledoux that was doing the South Butt. North Face got involved. Now there was a settlement in that deal.
Right.
But why would you? This, by the way, if Jack Daniels loses this, boy, you're giving a lot of free publicity to the chew toy,
to Bad Spaniels chew toys, available at PetSmart everywhere. But it is. But the seriousness of it is that parody is an exception to the Trademark and Copyright Act.
It should be.
And it is. That's why Saturday Night Live exists.
Right.
Okay? If you make fun of something.
It used to.
Old SNL. Old SNL. New SNL, completely different. But parody is that exception. But the way the courts look at this, Mark, is that if it's not an independent expressive work and is simply ripping off what it's supposed to be parroting, then it cannot be an independent expressive act. So here's the difference. In South Butt, it was the exact same product as North Face, exact same product. They just changed the name.
Right.
So there was an element of brand confusion.
Which makes sense.
That is the whole analysis.
That's the brand confusion.
Is anyone confused that this is Jack Daniels?
Does anyone?
No.
And listen, if you're reaching for a chew toy and thinking it's Jack Daniels, maybe you should stop drinking.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. Because do you think that your sense is that Jack Daniels might lose this?
I think Jack Daniels loses.
I think they should lose.
I think they lose.
I don't know how it got that far.
I don't either. Brad Young, awesome. Thank you so much for coming out to Fish Fry Friday. We really... great seeing you because we talk on the phone all the time. Well, sometimes it sounds like you're in the studio, but we fake people out because you have this cool little system that gets you on from your office or your home. But thank you so much for coming by here. We'll talk soon. We're going to wrap things up. We have an audio cut of the day still to come here. 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.